Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and a very warm welcome to episode 51 of Your Ghost Stories. I might be talking a little bit quieter than normal today. I'm currently recording this episode at 10 p.m, about 11 hours before it's actually due to come out. So yeah, talk about being unorganized, and my one-year-old is sleeping across the hall and I daren't wake her. So yeah, today I just wanted to talk about a 900-year-old medieval castle that I visited with my family over the weekend. It's nestled in the Essex and Suffolk border countryside, and it's approximately 20 minutes from my front door, and it is the beautifully kept Headingham Castle. So to set the scene a little, it sits on a hill in a nice quiet little village, standing proud at 110 feet high, surrounded by beautiful gardens, forest, and a lake. And honestly, it is very, very picturesque. It is described as one of the most unique and romantic wedding venues in the entire country. It really is breathtaking, with some fascinating history, so well worth a visit. And if you're too far, or maybe you don't have legs or eyeballs that work, if that's the case, then maybe you can just Google it. If you do have eyeballs and thumbs for scrolling, then I'll be putting a reel up on Instagram and TikTok. So if you want to see what the castle looks like, come and find the page at Your Ghost Stories podcast. They often have some really cool events going on at Headingham, like Owl Flight by Candlelight. And it just so happened that there was actually an event going on the day that we went, which was the Knights of the Royal England Joust. So that was a nice little bonus too. Watching some geezers in armour ride massive horses whilst hitting each other with swords. I mean, I've seen worse things while munching on my hummus and pita bread. We even got to have a go at archery and axe throwing, which was really good fun. I realise I'm starting to sound a little bit like an advert here, but I just wanted to let you know that I am in no way affiliated with Headingham Castle or the family, because if I was, I would be very rich. So if they are listening to this and they want to donate to my cause, then I'll send you my bank details. So, before this podcast starts to sound like the rambling of a madman, obviously I'm here to tell you about this place because it has some spooky ass ghost stories to go along with it. So chill your beans, get yourself a hot chockey, turn down the lights, and take your mind back 900 years. Headingham Castle is a medieval fortress that dates back to the 12th century, based in the village of Castle Headingham. For many historians, it is considered one of the best preserved Norman keeps in England. After it was completed in around 1140, William the Conqueror awarded the manor of Headingham to Aubrey de Vere. The keep, which is the only stone-made structure left of its kind, has five floors that make up the towering 110-foot building. While guests might be impressed with the unique architecture and the features Headingham boasts, it's also considered haunted by one notable spirit. Polly Miles was considered by locals to be a witch back in the 18th century. However, unlike the stereotypical features of a magical, old, ugly old woman with a wart on her nose, she was actually considered to be very attractive and beautiful. Despite her good looks, the townspeople were still very wary to not be too friendly with her, as it was rumoured she had a mysterious lover. On one winter's night, a huge celebration was thrown in the castle grounds, where among the feasting and good tidings, Polly vanished and was not seen for the rest of the night. In fact, the young woman was not discovered until the following spring, where her body was found floating, face downwards, wearing a red cloak, in a stream close to Headingham Castle. Rumours suggested that she had had an argument with her lover, who pushed her into the water, while others said Polly had committed suicide because a man did not want her anymore. Visitors are still told today, if you go inside the castle and look up at the high walls, there will be a dark shadow looking down on you. According to folklore, it's the ghost of Polly, whose restless soul was not buried in the local parish, but instead by a crossroad. It is said that every Halloween and Christmas Eve, flowers appear at the crossroads, where her supposed grave lies. And she is not alone. Another eerie tale is of a monk and a nun who tried to get jiggy nearby, but were caught and murdered by the elders. There is also the supposed spirit of Matthew Hopkins, better known as the Witchfinder General, who supposedly lurks in this haunted Essex site, where he died of tuberculosis in 1647.
Your ghost stories. Your ghost stories. Your ghost
stories. If you type Headingham Castle into Google, it actually comes up with a few pictures and YouTube videos of alleged sightings. I did watch one video on YouTube of a black shadow apparently caught on camera, but sadly it was filmed on a potato, so. But yeah, I really enjoyed this place and think it has a cool tale to go along with it, so just wanted to share that with you guys on today's episode. A little bit different to usual, but I'm keen to hear your thoughts. What do you want to hear more of on this podcast? More short stories from listeners or more guest interviews? Or maybe you just like some more short stuff just like this. You can actually leave little comments and do this Q&A stuff over on Spotify. I know sometimes I get little messages from you guys, which is really nice and great to know what shows you're enjoying the most. If you are listening to this on Spotify, drop a quick sentence under the "let us know what you thought of this episode." If you're listening anywhere else and you feel like it, maybe drop a comment on social media. Your thoughts and feedback really do help shape this show. Sorry this week's episode has been a little bit shorter than normal, but it's been a pleasure to have you here with me, and I look forward to seeing you next week. Sleep tight.